Listening to the Land features the stories of several owners throughout the watershed who have chosen to preserve their land through the Kekapin and Lost River Land Trust. The Trust Executive Director, Nancy Ailes, says the idea for the book came from these landowners.
When we signed some of the first easements that the Land Trust did, people started sobbing, literally, in the easement signing in the attorney's office. And I started realizing that there are these great stories behind those tears, and so I started asking people about that. And so I thought, gosh, we could hire somebody to capture these feelings and hire a photographer to do the same thing.
So the Land Trust wrote a grant proposal and received $50,000 from the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation to hire documentary writer Jamie Ross and photographer Tom Cogill to traverse the valley, documenting the people, their land, and their stories.
The land is beautiful. I think this valley could be a national park.
A lot of your pictures are very close up, though. You got right in there, didn't you?
Oh, yes, yes. So most of what I've done in the past is photograph people. So I approach photography as sort of a portrait-driven experience. It was sort of like doing portraits of the land.
Now, the book's sitting here. Can you open it and show me something that you took that you're particularly proud of or like a lot or reflects what you saw when you came up through the area?
I like this one quite a bit. It's the two-page spread for the section called The Pull of Home. And it's a double truck picture, a two-page picture of an interior wall of an old abandoned house, I think it is. Whitewashed walls, and probably 100 people have written their name and the date, just kind of scratched it on the walls. Some of them have extended stories. Others, it's just initials and dates, but it goes back a long way.
So why did were you attracted to taking that picture? Was it the stories? Was it?
It's a portrait. It's a short story. It talks about the people who live here without showing any of them.
While Cogill shot photos, Ross interviewed people. The Land Trust chose about 30 families whose stories might be interesting to hear, including those who still live there, as well as some who grew up in the valley and moved away. The 150-page book documents through stories and photos families like the Hans, Mongold, Slonikers, and Mills as they participate in activities like hunting, farming, enjoying meals, and gathering mushrooms.
Do you have a favorite story in there?
I think one of my favorite stories is Josh Fry's, just that whole family story.
The book says Josh comes from a long line of Fry's who have worked on the family's farm near Wardensville, where Fry's father and two of his brothers died in accidents.
His mother lost one son and then almost lost another, and still they could not bring themselves to sell the property even though they moved off. And part of that, too, goes with all the funny stories that go along. You know, his father driving the hearse down in the valley to sleep in it to scare, when they were growing turkeys, to scare off the owls, I think, that were marauding and trying to, and his mother just dying of embarrassment that her husband was sleeping in a hearse out in the middle of a pasture, and just all of that, you know. And Josh speaks so warmly about farming when people used to move from farm to farm to accomplish the tasks. You know, they would do haying as a group and move from one place to the next.
Another profile features Bobby Ludwig from Baker, who, the book says, went off to college in New England and built a lucrative career on Wall Street. Ludwig no longer lives full-time in Hardy County, but he's bought and preserved thousands of acres of farmland to prevent developers from building houses on it. Ross says Ludwig had a good comeback when officials wanting to widen the state highway near his farm suggested he could just go buy another piece of property in exchange for the one they'd take.
And he says, well, how about I take your girlfriend and spend the night with her and you just go get another one? I mean, there's, these people are, I mean, it's not just the attachment, it's the wit and wisdom and everything. They they bring to it.
Ross says there were two thoughts she heard over and over again as she interviewed people. It's important to leave the land better than you found it, and your word is your bond. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Cecilia Mason in Wardensville.